Blog Talk Radio. around, and I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask the wisdom, teach mother to pray.
Y'all, I'm your host, the one and only citizen detective Keith Warren, y'all. My co-host will be on here momentarily, all right? But this is the Search for Militia radio show, y'all. Radio show, y'all, and tonight it's time to get down to the nitty gritty in this chocolate city, guys. We got a lot of things that's going on for the past week or so and everything. You know, we just had the America Tonight show, and this show tonight that we're having, guys, it is the special edition 1 year anniversary show for Relisha. Now, the thing that gets me right now is the date. Now, the official date of her being last seen, so it has been said, I believe, is March 1st. That was the day, so it's been the day of the video, whatever, and everything, but there was no real time and date stamp on that video. So I really don't know what's going on with that video, but I got my, everybody know I got my my detectives out looking at that. But guys, it's getting even worse, okay? We got a 13-year-old girl missing from D.C. D.C. police are searching for a missing 13-year-old girl last seen on Tuesday. April Taylor, 13, of D.C. was last seen in March 3rd in the 1000 block of Maryland Avenue. Police says she is described as a black teenager, 5 foot tall, weighing about 135 pounds. She has brown eyes, brown hair, and a light complexion. Taylor was last seen wearing tan pants and a sky blue shirt, authorities said. Anyone with information on her whereabouts are asked to call Metropolitan Police Department at 202-576-6768. or 727-9099 and refer CCN number 15-026890. You got to be shit. This guy has got to be crazy. All this, you know, missing kids. It just brings so many antennas up. Like, what the hell is going on, DC? You know, these kids missing. I know for a fact. I know what my damn kids are. And I can hear my sister Jasmine, my sister Tanya right now and everything. Their kids are connected to their hips. How are these kids being missing? I mean, just last year alone, the number of kids missing were in America were like 100,000. Now, some of them are found, but we got cases like Relisha. Now, what one thing that's pissing me off, okay, is that the fact of the matter is that the mother sat up there and lied and said that she nor her fiance, I don't know what they call it, fiance, boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, fuck buddy, I don't know. But they neither one of them had phones. Well, I'm going to make sure y'all have a soundproof they had phones, that they never been without a phone. You see, here's the thing. You're sitting up here taking pictures with your dumbasses of you taking pictures of the shoes and the money and stuff like that and everything, and you think people are not going to notice. I mean, you want to sit up there on the show and state that you're not satisfied with what the police are doing to help find your child, that you caused the missing, her to be missing. I mean, the thing about it is, we the citizens, and me, this citizen detective right here, is not satisfied by how you're acting or reacting towards when it comes to your child. I mean, you got to realize one thing, people. Keep your parent, your children intact. If they're old enough to have cell phones, make sure they have cell phones. Dig in their ass. I don't know. Call them every move they make. Where the fuck you at? You see what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you, if you even have to have some type of a micro. Hey, if you got a microchip for kids nowadays, go ahead and do it. It's too much. It's too many things going on. Okay. Now we got a 13-year-old girl that's missing. You know, Relisha's missing. My cousin's missing. We had elderly people missing. Too much going on. But I'm a definitely take this music break right quick, and then we're going to bring my lovely co-host in, who's always passionately late. She's going to kill me when she gets on here, but We'll be sure to be right back. Because, you know, a lot of people are upset about this. And I understand that people are upset. So, you know, this is the show for that. We'll be right back.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. I can't take it.
How y'all doing? Hey, Keith, how you doing?
All right. Yeah. I started off talking about, you know, I had to give a little report on the missing girl, Ariel Taylor. I think I got her name right. Let me make sure. Yeah, Ariel Taylor. And like I told him, tonight we're going to get down to nitty-gritty in this chocolate city up in here, because since people wanted to know about the whole situation about the phone incident, I got a little special somebody that can tell me more about that that's going to be on the show in a few minutes. So, and I'm also going to say that, you know, somebody in the chat room asking questions about all the drama last week. Now, we're going to leave that drama alone, because I said my piece, and my big sister slash mama, Queen B, told me to shut that shit up. So I'm going to shut that shit up and take it like a man. So let's just say, and I want to thank that person right now that's in the chat room that's saying that RRTF is the most constructive group for religion that they've been in. I appreciate that. And I my help from Queen B. You like this. You guys have to thank Queen B for this, because I do so much in a day on so many different things that it's stressful, and if somebody, you know, drama happens and everything, I will pop off quick. But Queen B is like that that voice in my ear to tell me calm down and do this, that, and the other. So y'all got to thank her for that. It's not all me. It's like maybe 20% of me, the rest is her. So... but Queen B, last week we didn't get a chance to really talk too much about the news coverage, such as the American Tonight, all the news, even the press conference. We didn't get a chance to talk about all that. So what are your thoughts based on the, all that?
Well, my thoughts based on or that a lot of things were, it was a lot of things said in these articles. It was a lot of question marks that was there. Like you said, we're going to talk about the phone situation and not having a phone. It's just a lot that was said. And for me, you know, I had to raise my eyebrow on a lot of things. But then, you know, I was frustrated. I was upset. I'm still frustrated. I'm still upset because the new flyer that was just recently passed out, you know, the sighting of Relisha was totally different from what we had a year ago. And then we have this new young lady that's missing in the same area. So, you know, I'm a little confused. I've been praying. I've been constantly praying. You know, I'm just upset. You know, I don't understand why a lot of things took so long. But I had to think, and I was praying last night, you know, that everything works out for its reason, and it's working out in God's timing. You know, not in our time when we want things to happen, because we wanted this baby girl found yesterday. And it's not, because there's so much chaos surrounding this. And so I found myself having to stop questioning God, and I put that post up in a group today that I'm learning now to put my trust in God and just leave it there. Because at this point, we've been pointing these fingers, we've been bashing, we upset. And that's just the bottom line. And I explained to a certain individual, you know, you can't be upset with how people are venting. You're going to have to allow people to vent and just let it be, because we are parents. For those of us that are parents, we wouldn't allow this to happen to, hopefully we would never allow this to happen to our child, and giving a child away to a stranger or being that comfortable with somebody that you don't know. So like I said, Keith, there's a lot of question marks still to this day. But believe you me, when I sit here and I tell you on this day, March the 5th, God is working some things out, and it's revealing, and we have to sit back and really pay attention. And sometimes in paying attention, we might have to just silence ourselves for maybe a minute or two and just really look at what he's doing.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
all of us was upset. People are still, I was surfing the internet, since all this stuff had happened. I mean, and people were, they were going crazy. I mean, it was shocking to see the people that are not even a part of these groups that are out here for religion. They were just pissed. That's just the bottom line. They were pissed. So what sent a alarm off in my head is that not only are the groups that, are out here keeping religious name out here, that we are the ones that are upset. There are so many, 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 many people that just learning about this story. So I'm grateful to the that this stuff is, that it's resurfacing, that religious name is back out there. Granted, yeah, it took a year, but guess what? Her name is back out there.
Of course. Of course. Even though nonstop, even if it wasn't out there on the TV, it was right here on the airwaves, because we never gave up on this baby. It was funny how, Queen B, you say about, letting God handle things, because it's just so funny. This morning when I woke up, I sometimes when you ask God, what do you want him to do? What does he want done? What do you have to do for him? He'll bring that answer to you, just like he just brought it to me today. Now, everyone knows that I jumped on Relish's case because of what happened to my family, but I always planned on continuing once Relish was found. And then somebody that was in the RRTF page group brought to my attention this missing 13-year-old girl and stated, I really think you should try to get a hold of the mother because you will be a great deal of help. And when I saw that, I just looked up to the sky like, at first I was like, really? This is what you want me to do? But the thing about it is, it keeps on, coming back to me. No matter what I do, something like this keeps coming back to me. So maybe this is the gift that God wants me to bestow upon everybody and, be there for this certain reason. This might be my reason that God has put me on this earth. We all have a reason. We just got to follow through and see the sign of what God wants on here for. Now, who knows, Kimberly, you might be right along with me with this and, saying my partner in this, this might be your reason as well. I mean, because how many times I done been pissed off and everything, and it took you to calm me down. Everybody else didn't calm me down, but you did. You see what I'm saying? So that could be your calling as well, or just to keep me in touch. I don't know. But what time is it? I think it's 7:30 and about bottom of the hour. But the key focus is always going to be religious. This is how we all banded together and everything. But we're going to continue searching for these missing people in honor of religious. I mean, there are people that probably don't want to go out there and search, search after you do searches. But, hey, you can contact Queen B, and Queen B, got a lot of things that the RRTF can do on the inside. We're out there searching, So this thing is bigger than this movement, that this I Am Relisha Rudd movement has gotten bigger, because we got people that know about this case all over the world. I mean, it started off in just the East Coast, and then it spread out to the United States, Canada. We got people in Europe and Germany and everything that I've seen in some of these groups that know about this case. One little girl, and like Queen Bee brought the slogan together, United we stand, divided we fall. Now, I just got to say one thing. This thing can keep on bothering me. Now, Queen Bee, you told me yourself that interview with Melissa was done last year, but that certain part wasn't on there, so they saved that part for this certain time. And it's funny how they just put that certain part, because she was getting all smart and tripping, and she was high. I don't care what nobody says. She was high, you know, but it puts question marks on her, too. Like, big, huge question marks. I've been front face to front with the, you know, with them. And my sister even knows the family. So, I don't know. This is, I feel like you sometimes, maybe, like, I just want to cry. I really feel like that. I really do. This case is turned in so many ways, but I mean, what was your feeling, Queen Bee, about, you know, that part of Melissa's interview and her getting smart and things like that?
Well, the when I saw the interview with Melissa, I had to remember the fact that this was done, you know, some time ago, about this time, possibly last year. I won't say this time last year, but it was done last year. However, a lot of things that raised my eyebrow was the fact that she mentioned that she blanked out. And I kind of got stuck for a second when she said blanked out, because we're talking 3 weeks later. So I'm like, did you stay blanked out for 3 weeks? You know, I was, I kind of chuckled a little bit when I seen it, because it was like this girl had been missing for 3 whole weeks plus, you know, and you blanked out. I was a little stuck. I was stuck for a while, kind of side-eyeing the TV, and, you know, I was upset, because I said, wow, and that's all I could say. I mean, and this is just my personal opinion, and I try to say that a lot, because, again, these are my opinions. My opinion on the whole thing, and I told a couple of people that, and I'm sure I've mentioned this a lot of times on the radio show, whatever took place from February the 26th up until baby girl came up missing and her last sighting, something went wrong. Something went down. And I don't think that nobody who was involved expected this case to blow up the way that it did. I don't think they expected for the community, for people that heard about it. I don't think they expected for us to be as outraged as we were then, and more outraged as we are now. And again, this is just my opinion. I'm assuming that the responses that they're giving, they're definitely not well thought out responses. But then I also have to think too, even with news media and newspaper articles, you can sit there and have a long dialogue, and trust and believe the media can know how to build you up, and they will shut you down right in your face. Mm-hmm. Because there's been a lot of things that was said that when a question was answered and they answered it, some of that stuff has gotten edited. So with that being said, you know, I was very disappointed in Melissa's interview. But again, I have to remember that sometimes when you're not dealing with fully educated people and people that can think, you know, and all they possibly, again, my opinion, know how to do is lie. It's just one lie after another lie after another lie. And eventually, sooner or later, you're going to stop running out of lies to tell because your lies will catch up with you. As we have witnessed, there's been a lot of things that have changed with interviews, whether it's with the TV show, whether it's with the newspaper reporters. A lot of things got shaky. So with that being said, Keith, you know, again, I just find myself having to say, God, why am I here? Why am I doing this? Why I try to walk away, and it's been extremely hard, and I can't. So, you know, I can concur on what you were saying earlier about, you know, this being a calling, because in my heart, I believe that God has me in this direction for a reason. And, you know, and it's an assignment, and we're going to continue on with this assignment. And, you know, it's been a long journey, but, you know, with this, I'm praying, and I said this before when we came on back in January, that I'm looking for this to be the year of a miracle in a lot of aspects. It may be a jaw-dropping miracle, but this year, 2015, will be a year for a miracle, and we hopefully will be able to come to a closure and put this baby, you know, put this case to rest, hopefully, because a lot of us are hurting. A lot of us are in pain. We have took on this child as if she's our own. So it's been a long journey. I hope we're not having the same conversation this time next year.
Yeah, I mean, I said, like you just said, we all, you know, majority of everybody that's supportive of this baby girl, our parents and everything, and, you know, yeah, I'm going to tell y'all something. Rebecca is a very sweet person, so that's why she kept on saying her own opinion, but y'all know me, I don't give a damn. I'm going to say what I want to say. So, and this is just for, you know, somebody just said on in the chat room, Queen B, that you're such a sweet person. So, yeah, you can go ahead and call her sweet. She's sweet. I'm a little bit of sugar and spice. I guess that's what you mean.
Don't try to take my sunshine. Let me shine for a minute.
Yeah, she's sweet. I'll be the evil one. You be the good cop. I'll be the bad cop. I don't care.
This is my thing. Yeah, we have our ups and downs. Don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, you know, I really want I'm saying this with a sincere heart. We have all these groups that are out here. You know, my prayer at this point is that we can put our differences to the side for once. You know, we've been bickering people, we've been fussing, cussing out, and, you know, we've had our differences. And my prayer is that we can just put those differences to the side and just come together one good time and do something big. You know, I don't care if it's just out and all of us are in pink and purple. Keith, you know, real men can wear pink, so don't take no offense to the pink and purple. Light a candle. We have to, you know, for once and for all, as a community, we need to really, really come together and really think of something to do. I'm so tired of the going back and forth on the internet. I mean, the other day, I was so exhausted. My fingers got to hurting. It was just a going back and forth. And this is a year later. That's not bringing this baby back. All it's doing is the confusion. It's so frustrating for me. But sometimes I get so frustrated that I just can't. I have to say that. I have to have the last word. And, I mean, just last night I had the opportunity to tell somebody, bye, good night, boo-boo kitty. Because they just pissed me off that bad. But
somebody watched too much Empire.
I'm sorry, but they just pissed me off. We had a young lady that came, you know, that Andrea's niece, and that's Tatum's wife's niece, had just did, you know, just explaining how hard it was for her, and she wanted us to remember her aunt And out the blue, questions start coming out the blue, you know, woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. And all the girl wanted was just prayer. You know, she just wanted somebody, people to remember her aunt. You know, yes, this is about Valicia. And I understand that Andrea Tatum's family is suffering as well. They're victims to this as well. And, you know, I had to reach out to baby girl through inbox, and she was so opening and talked to me. But you can, through the words of her, just her inbox, and you can feel that the pain. So my thing is, you know, people, there, these people, you'd be surprised who are in these groups, you know, of these families, both families. Well, we know that Valicia's family, they're all surrounded in all groups. Half of them probably got fake names and fake pages. I don't care. I still say what I'm going to say. But I'm more so about, you know, the wife. Her family are in these groups, and we don't even know this. So we, you know, at the march, you know, not only are we going to remember Valicia, we're going to also, you know, salute her because she lost her life and apparently for nothing. I mean, you know, this young lady reached out to me. She was in pain. So, you know, I'm just, we got work to do. But this bickering with us going back and forth, you know, it's time for that to stop. For me, I'm tired of it.
Like I keep on saying, that's too much like, right, I mean, I was called pure evil. I don't care. But anyway, we'll go to a music break, guys, and then we'll come back with the proof, guys, of the phone situation and everything and more, talking about the case. I'm going to give you guys a chance to call in if you like and say what you got to say about the case and, you know, what has been going on so far after a whole year. So we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Nigga, think we hoes or something, my nigga. Shit. Man, what the chunks of the motherfucker, nigga? How hard we really motherfucking is this bitch? You know what I'm saying? Fuck, nigga. Shit, man. Old punk ass kid gone, nigga. Fuck, we out the club, nigga. That don't mean nothing, nigga. Well, fuck this nigga up, my nigga. Shit, let me show this motherfucker how hard this shit really is, yo.
So I'm outside of the club, and he think I'm a fuck.
I ain't never played.
I ain't never played.
No, 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 I ain't never played.
for the best, but I don't think he gon' make it. Not the way he was shivering and shaking on the pavement. I tell you what, if you make it, call him great, he's amazing. Find out these verses weren't the only things blazing. And just when you thought that I was done, I was saving the best for last. Nigga, kiss my ass like Delary. They my folks, it's best to just let them be. Cause I do the shit, breathe dead, confess, and never see. Nigga,
I'm outside of the club.
Tonight show, it was asked about Melissa. So the one thing that was said by, I believe, Shamika, because she did most of the talking, was that they didn't have no phone at the time. This was, am I correct so far, Queen Bee?
No. No. When the question was asked, granted, Shamika did a lot of talking, but when that particular question was asked, Shamika was silent, and that's when Tonio sat up and said, no, we didn't have a phone. So Shamika kind of gave him a look like, what did you just say? That was how my, I'm sorry, let me say this. My opinion is that's how I took it. So, but when, yeah, Antonio said it, not Shamika, but she gave him the look like,
evil bone in your body?
I have to say my opinion because, you know, I mean, even though I'm nice, you know how I can go. But in my opinion, how I took the expression on Tamika's face when he said that, it was almost like, dude, really? You know, what the? That's all I can say. But no, to answer that question, it was the stepfather that made that comment.
Okay, well, I still don't believe in the whole stepfather thing, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, he want to play daddy. But, of course, I had to go to one of my sources and figure out. So, I want to bring on Ashley, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Ash, welcome back to the show for like the 15,000th time, I think. Let me stop. What about the phone situation? If I'm correct, they've always had a phone, right?
Well, I'm gonna say it like this: Shamika actually had my government phone. When her original phone first got broken, she had my government phone, which she get minutes on that phone every month.
So, I remember you telling me something about also if they did have a phone as well, they might have changed the number for one day or something like that. What was that you were telling me?
Every time I turned around, they had a new number. It wasn't always the same number. It was a new number. I'm not gonna assume, but like, I'm going to say every, like, 3 months or so, it was always a different number. It was never the same number that I would talk to her on from the beginning.
They all have it right there. Queen B, Ashley,
you got it for? Yes. Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
I'm good at yourself.
I'm fine, thank you. Can you do this? If you can recall back this time last year between the last week in February towards when the police came to your house, so we're going to say March 19th. Do you recall Shamika and Antonio having a phone at those particular times?
Shamika had my government phone.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if she misplaced the government phone. I don't know if she lost it, but she had my government phone for a while.
Okay. So in the process of, let me ask this question, when Relisha was at your house, how did you communicate with Shamika if they wasn't there?
Now, if they wasn't at the shelter and if it wasn't minutes on the government phone or her, whatever the case might be, with her phone, she would call me from someone else's phone. And they
Hold it. Okay. Repeat that again. In those times, when Shamika needed to get in contact with you, she did what now?
If my government phone was out of minute or whatever with her phone, she would call me from someone else's phone.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm sorry. I do have one other question. Now,
okay.
Most cell phones work like this. So let me ask this question, because I'm not too sure about the how the government phone works. But correct me if I'm wrong. Even if that phone is off, meaning no minutes, no nothing, you are still able to contact the police.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mhm.
All right, stay on the line. They all have it. And I could have answered that question for you, but I had one of those government phones too. But
I wanted to hear it from
you. And you know what? B, you got it. Just gonna get loud like that. But they all have it. They had a phone. And even if they didn't have a phone or a different number or whatever the hell it was, they always use somebody else's phone. Huh. more question marks are better going up, huh? Anyway, Quavy, what you got to say about that?
Oh, the questions that I had, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, in my opinion, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't losing my mind. So, with that being said, Ms. Ashley has answered my questions. Yes, there are questions. Then again, there's no question marks. To be honest with you, Keith, you know, this is my thing. You haven't reported your baby missing for whatever reason, but to get on TV and say that you did not have a phone, in my opinion, that was about the dumbest thing, stupidest thing, bizarre thing to even say in 2015, when there you can call the police from a phone that's off. So for me, I wish he would have found a better way to answer that question. But when he said that, you know, that right there is one of the things that sent the internet falling out of control. Like I said last week when I was on the show, thank God that my TV is a flat screen, because what I had in my hand was getting ready to get thrown at the TV. Because that was not the answer. I mean, granted, if you don't have a phone or whatever, if you are able to contact, you know, there's people, too many people around there. I just can't imagine, you know, how I would be if, you know, if my child was missing and I'm knocking on somebody's door, I'm flagging somebody down, or I'm standing in the middle of the street to stop somebody to say, my child is missing. But again, we're talking 3 weeks, so it's a lot of question marks. Just again, my opinion.
You gonna run it to the ground?
Yes, I am.
Oh my God, you gonna run it to the ground? Her opinion. This is her opinion. I don't care. Anyway, because y'all know me, I'm gonna get down to the nitty gritty in this Chocolate City. I don't care what nobody say. The thing about it is that what also gets me is that you can make a phone call. I mean, you can definitely ask somebody in the shelter, let me use the office phone because of this emergency, that emergency, use a pay phone. I mean, you can dial 911 for free anywhere. And ain't nobody going to stop you in that shelter from calling 911 because your child is missing. At least I don't think so. I would hope not. You know, but this is bullshit.
That's why I keep saying that we have to continue to pray. And I'm saying this and I'm chuckling, because if you don't pray, I'm telling you, we're going to go crazy. And I found myself going crazy on so many. I mean, we're a year later, and we're still having the same conversation. So it's like, you know, you find yourself wanting to scream, but you have to pray to ask God to keep sanity, because at the end of the day, this is definitely the most, this, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this on Lifetime. I'm just being honest. this will definitely go down in history with me. But again, this is just me. So I'm sure.
Go ahead and say it. It's my opinion. Go ahead and say it.
But looking at all the posts, you know, things that people have said, you know, everybody's just, they're just furious. And I'm telling you, when that statement came out last week, I don't know who was the worst. Ashley, forgive me, but I have to say this. Okay. I don't know who was the worst. Was it the blanked out that Melissa Young said, I was blanked out, I spaced out or whatever, or was it the fact that I didn't have a phone? I don't know which comment it was the worst. I think I died, and I'm just saying. That's all I have to say
for now.
Remember,
y'all, this is just her opinion now. Remember that. This is Oh, is it? Hold on. I think your nickname needs to be the opinionated one.
Moving right along. Do we have any callers that wants? Do we have any callers that wants to call in? Sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying, guys. So y'all have to forgive us, but I'm just you have to laugh to keep from crying. So, but there are there any callers that want to call in and speak to myself, Keith, or Ashley? Ashley's still on.
Yeah, Ashley's still on. I mean, you know, remember, y'all, that's just her opinion. But anyway, yeah, go ahead. If you're on the internet and you want to call in, it's 713-955-0505 and press 1. Anybody else want to call in and press 1, you can go right ahead. We got somebody right here, KWDC Radio, you're on the air.
Hi,
guys. Yeah,
I have a son, and I'm telling you, he
wouldn't
listen, I will lose my mind. Basically, everybody in the police station will know me by my first name. And speaking of cell phone, if you have to get a government phone to try to find out where your child is, you need to do so. Because nowadays, people will do anything, especially if your child don't know what they're doing. Nah. But that's just me. I don't know about anybody else.
Is this your opinion, too? I'm dying over here.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. I'm dying over here. That's just my opinion. Hey, maybe I might use, if I ever go back to the wrestling ring, I'm going to use that. Oh, my goodness. That's one caller. Any other caller want to call in or press one and everything and make your own opinion if that's just your opinion? Oh my God! I think next week when I say tune in to the Search for This Radio Show next week and XYZ and everything, and at the end I'm gonna say get down to the nitty gritty of this Chocolate City because that's just my opinion. I'm killing myself over here. Oh my goodness! Don't move me along. Anyway. This song right here that we're going to play next, guys, is dedicated to all you religious supporters on here. I'm pretty sure you've heard it on Empire last night. This is Estelle with Conqueror. We'll be right back.
Life is like a big Thank you.
the little 13-year-old girl has just been found. I just got word from the mother herself. She states that her and her husband have been searching for her and finally found her. She is safe now. Thank you, Jesus. I truly appreciate everyone's help. The police weren't helpful or diligent enough. Myself and family were determined to find her. I pray to God Relisha is found. Now begins the healing process again. My family and I truly appreciate my Facebook friends and the actual concerned citizens would be shocked how many Caucasian people walked right past me and wouldn't take my daughter's flyers. Shaking my head, black lives do matter, male and female, young and old. This is a blessing to hear. A lot of us, we all reached out to her today, and thank God she has been found. Be you there? Queen B, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I got the pretty much the same message. So I was just getting ready to inbox you, but good, because I've reached out to the mom as well. So that's a blessing. That's definitely a blessing because she was hysterical. I mean, for the past couple of days, she was hysterical. So that's a blessing that baby girl has been found safe and unharmed.
You know, and I got tears in my eyes right now. Oh my God. Oh Lord. But yeah, that song was handpicked by Queen B for the supporters of Relisha. Dedicated to you guys. But I mean, it's so good that the prayers have been answered, you know, that Ariel has been found. Oh my God, I just feel like a certain weight has been lifted, you know, and she literally said that the police were no help at all. You gotta, I couldn't understand how I would be if my child was missing. And what really got me was Ariel's 13. My daughter's 14. Queen B, I know you got kids around that age. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I do. My daughter is 16.
Oh, have mercy. Well, we just got to keep on keeping on with Relisha. I also picked out a song that was dedicated to Relisha. It's just certain words in the song really made me think about her. And if you guys have seen the movie Selma, that song fits all the way around for us black people, period. But it's a shame, really. I mean, we got a lot of Caucasian supporters for Relisha and everything, but for this mother to go through that, that's kind of crazy. I mean, I hope D.C. is not really that cold. I really do. I really hope D.C. is not that cold. I mean, it's cold outside, but I really hope D.C. is not that cold. But anyway, let me take this quick music break right quick. Let me get myself together and drink some water right quick, guys. This is Glory by Common and Legend.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon. formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day. When the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, no.
The glory, glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Introducing to the world, Cupid, the dance party king in Mystico. Everybody get up and do the wham dance.
Just too clean.
Come on.
Second line down. like a paper bag. She's throwing that like a quarterback. A French blocking that like a cornerback. So I turned around and started dancing with Ray. Rolling on the roof and screaming, go ahead. Like a dog, I was huffing her leg. Doing the kind of moves that we be using in bed. I said, forget the small talk, baby, what's up? She said, yeah, you're kind of cute, but I'm in here with her. I sidestepped and started getting it with Black. I was throwing it out and she was throwing it back. I wanted to pick up, but I ain't gonna hurt my back. She was about 220, but I ain't calling her back. I said, big girl, won't you bag it up? No, seriously, back up all my summer, stop pushing me, you're squishing me.
Go front, go back, go left, go right, go front, back, side, side. Let me see you do this dance one time.
Quick, you don't want to, might want to pat her on the back, but it's been great since she became the boss. But Queen B is the producer for this show now, and you know, I gotta say, since she became my boss, she is bossy, I'm gonna tell y'all that. But anyway, since she became the producer and everything, everything's been flowing real nice for the show and everything, so. You know, I guess I picked the right one. I guess, you know, I don't know. Y'all might think otherwise. Oh, that's just in my opinion.
Funny.
Oh, Queen B, anything you want to say to everybody before we go out?
Yes, I just want to tell everyone, thank y'all for calling in. Let's continue. Posting baby girl's picture, keeping her name out there, thinking of ideas, thinking of suggestions, thinking of things that we can do to keep her name out there. Let's try to pray more, because again, like I said before, I really believe that 2015 is our year for miracle for Volition. And you know, I know some of us don't want to do this, but we got to even pray for the family because, again, as I often say it, and I keep saying, they are the key to finding Felicia. So we have to pray that God moves whoever has information on this baby girl. You know, let's pray that they get it to the police officers or get it to the chief or get it out there. But let's bind together, as I said before, divided, we, what is it? I said, Keith, I forgot now.
Oh, God, she made it up and she can't even remember.
I did.
Divided, we, together we stand, divided, we fall.
There we go. And if we can continue to stand together, we won't have to worry about being divided and falling. That's all I have to say. I love each and every one of y'all. Team Volition.
I mean, that's all I gotta say. It's just my opinion.
And that's
so,
my opinion.
Whatever. All right, y'all. Let's get here and bow our heads, y'all.
Heavenly Father.
Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything you've been praying, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to show that we you know where our hearts are, Lord God. You know that we are here for Renisha, Lord God. You know that we are trying to find baby girl and bring closure to this whole thing, Lord God. Lord, I just ask you to watch over everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God, and get and just bless them in every way, Lord, for even showing the support for this missing girl, Lord God. Lord God, you know what is going on, Lord God, and we just ask you to give one of us the the thought, just lead us to her, Lord God, so we can bring closer to this case. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I'll see y'all
amen.
Next week, y'all. And maybe I'll continue with her opinions and bossing me around and stuff. But we'll go ahead and y'all know RTF is the name of the Facebook page, so I know y'all going to be doing a lot of talking today. So I guess I'll see y'all until next week. Y'all won't see Queen B until Thursday, here for Queen B until Thursday, but y'all know my other show, my WWE Talk Radio show, is on Tuesday. So I'll see y'all next week, and let's continue to pray and find religion. Good night, everyone.
To help vindicate your name, so the world will know who's to blame for all the wrongs. I pray that your will be done. And the weak ones too. Yes, I do. And all of those who are strong, let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit walk across the waters of my mind. I want to make you proud. What you've done, so I come to you through your Son, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for another day. My prayer, 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 my prayer for peace. I pray that your will be done. Well, that your will be done.